Thank you for joining us at Nikki Dare Radio, heard worldwide by millions of listeners, with your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Our podcast, hosted by Nikki Dare, is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare Inc., a registered 501c3, with its mission to educate and mobilize resources for preparedness and sustainability. iDare is a grassroots credo and personal mission based on its pillars of excellence: integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Women's advocate, transformational mentor, and a seasoned BPR change management consultant since her early 20s in transforming companies. And decades later, she is reinventing her purpose. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
Aloha, hola, buenos dias. It's coming here. Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo talevoo? Selamat pagi, selamat siang. Good afternoon, good day, good, maybe good evening. And some of you are listening on the other side of the world here. Selamat pagi semua. Welcome to Leadership 365 with Nikki Dare, Leadership 365 Sustainability, where empathy is our policy. And saving lives, transforming lives, all that good stuff, our DNA, and taking action is the umbilical cord to connect all of us here to grow stronger, to adapt in any challenges. It is a podcast for those who aspire to be a sustainable leader, designed to inspire growth and also impact for sustainability, so you can create your best year of 365 days ever. It is a podcast focused on leadership development, safety and preparedness education, transformational growth, and personal development for both business and individuals. And this is our podcast is designed to inspire sustainable leadership and create positive impact for a better tomorrow. Join us here at podcast.nikidare.com. I'm not sure if that is .club or .com, but podcast.nikidare.com to tune into Leadership 365 and start creating your best year of 365 days ever. And guys, I really am so happy and thrilled that you are here with me today. And here's a quote that I'd love to share with you. The greatest leaders of tomorrow will be those who master the art of harnessing AI's potential while preserving the essence of what makes us uniquely human. Welcome to another inspiring episode of, I think I want to title this episode podcast called, same one as my newsletter that I just posted and shared with you guys on the LinkedIn newsletter. It's called Pioneering the Future, and this is about leadership and the emergence, I'm sorry, leadership in the era of AI advancement. The emergence of the AI, basically, right? I'm your host, the one and only, Nikki Dare. But first off, yes, I want to include this, guys. There are rumors out there. I know you guys have been DM, PM me, that is direct messaging, private messaging me, and text me. Some of you have my access to my text and said, where have you been? Are you still here? Yes, I'm still here. I just been away, guys, for a while. I'm recovering very well. Been back to back, and I am scheduled for another surgery. I've had just small minor procedure back in April, the preparation in March, and then ever since then I got the surgery also following after that shortly. I'm recovering well. My hand trauma injury, not a big deal. Just taking time for the doctor, surgeons, and no, young lady, this is only 5 weeks, so you gotta have to have a couple more months, 3 months until you get to back again to kickboxing. So I cannot wait. Looking forward to getting back in full capacity, whatever I've been doing, right, and getting back is really taking process, just like anything else in the world in our lives, guys. So I've been out for some health issues, yes, and as a result, many positive results came out of there. Besides that, I'm feeling much stronger and ready, you know, that I'd never been, basically. It's just that another surgery scheduled in a couple months. So I'm here. I'm going to make it count every day with you guys here for the next 2 months until I'm back again to the OR in all aspects. But also, most importantly, I'm a seasoned driver. Yes, I'm a seasoned driver. Any of you who witnessed me driving with one hand in some local places that I've gone to here in the last, especially to LAX. Oh my God. I can park with one hand. Park in reverse, that is. In my first attempt, always. All right. So the beauty of staying positive during challenging times, that is it. Keeping it real and making modification as much as you can, as much as needed, necessary. All right. So overcoming health setbacks can be arduous journey that really tests our resilience and determination, boy, if ever, right? Personally, I've faced my fair share of challenges, and I want to share some insights that might help others also, if you're listening to this, that you're not alone if you're going through similar situations like what I have been going through. The first step is to rising strong, right? To rising strong is to really acknowledging your current state. I'm okay. Yes, I'm going through this, but I will be okay. Everything will work out for me. You gotta have to accept it with compassion, right? Whether it is a physical ailment or a mental health struggle, giving yourself that space to heal is really critical, because I believe that time is the best healer, that our doctors will always say, give it some time. My surgeon, orthopedic surgeon's like, young lady, it's only been 5 weeks. What are you talking about? No, you cannot be off the cast yet. So I am off the cast of my hand. Transition to my brace, which I take off because sometimes when I do exercise, yes, I'm back to the gym, believe it or not, but I'm really taking care, you know, taking some safety measures not to, you know, kickboxing and hit the box, the bags and stuff like that. But it is really, you know, seeking support from loved ones, you know, they're only a phone call away, a text away. And other professionals, medical team, I'm just so grateful that I do have a really strong support system when it comes to medical support. You know, the nurses and doctors, you know, of course, you know, with the help of all of this technology savvy that we have available resources, right? It's just you can look at your phone and you can basically send them a message and then they will reply back to you. That's how easy it is. I mean, looking back 20, 30 years ago, we don't have that kind of luxury, I should say. So all of these professionals who can guide you through the process, they're just a text away, an email away, a phone call away. Remember, setbacks do not define us. It is how we respond to them that matters. So stop focusing on those small victories, small wins, and celebrate each step forward. No matter how tiny, how small it may seem, but it really does that wonder, the momentum, the process, the momentum. For me personally, I love the momentums, right? I love the small wins. I love the simplicity. I love all of these things that kind of like propel me forward as I go, you know, take my foot step at a time, right? One after the other. With patience and perseverance, you will find the renewed strength that you're looking for to navigate the path of recovery. And I wish you well if you're listening to this, and trusting the process is really critical. And get all of the support that you can, build that support system, because it's very critical. Today, going back to the topic, we have an exciting discussion lined up. As the title suggests, we'll be exploring the world of leadership in the era of AI advancements. You know, I want to pause a little bit here. PSA, I did write like a overall like highlight post or newsletter format on my LinkedIn. If you guys are on my LinkedIn, please do check it out. If you're not on LinkedIn, not connected with me yet, what are you waiting for? Please do connect with me. I did drop a couple of things in the last couple of days. There is a new group called Leadership 365 group, and it's growing. as we're speaking right now. Please do join that, and it's free. That is just in transition also to get you ready for the Leadership365.club. And there are so many benefits that's in the works right now that we're trying to offer and provide you as the first pioneer members, I guess, for the club. So it is free. What are you waiting for? Check it out. It's on LinkedIn. Connect with me on LinkedIn. And that's it, the PSA. All right. So technology continues to evolve. Leaders must embrace innovation and navigate the complexities of this new AI, or I shouldn't say new, of the AI landscape, basically. So let's embark on this journey together, okay? Like I said, I mean, this is something that I've spoken already and I've written a little bit. And there is an ebook. Just to add on to this thing about the Leadership 365 group and Leadership 365 newsletter. I'm finalizing little small details on that ebook. Yes, if you are a member to that group, it is complimentary. You can download it. There is a link on the leadership365.club for the book, for the ebook that you want to sign up, and then we'll, as soon as you signed up, we'll get you that copy to your way. Thanks so much, guys. All right, so let's take a little pause here. All right, guys, in this rapidly changing world, leadership, as we already know, isn't just about managing people, right? It is not just managing people, title and positions and all this stuff. It's about driving transformation and embracing the compelling potential of AI to create a brighter and better future for all. Leaders who are pioneering the way in this AI era exhibit quality, certain qualities that set them apart. And you know, I want to mention that quality because it stood out so clear and so profound, you know, to me personally, because we've been talking about this since the global lockdown started, right? Especially when you guys are on the LinkedIn platform with me, I've always shared my personal view about, you know, being adaptable in a world of change, in the world of just a lot of challenges, in a world of constant change. So one such quality that I'm talking about, you guessed that right, adaptability. Successful leaders understand that the integration of AI technologies requires a couple things, to be flexible and an open mindset. I'm gonna take you to this memory lane when I was in my early 20s, basically. I just started my management consulting business. And, you know, as I was talking to some senior entrepreneurs, seasoned, you know, executives, what have you not, in different industries, two things that they told me is just this: flexibility and open mindset. You won't survive if you don't have that, basically, especially if you're going to go through globalization. Back then was, you know, we were in the 80s, right? In the late 80s, you know, you guess my age, globalization wasn't really, you know, wasn't really exposed too much, right? Even though that a lot of us have traveled across the world, on-site clients and things like that, but now is really explosive, right? I mean, it's exponential. I mean, you gotta have, you know, your business in globally, basically. If you're not, then you're missing everything, right? I mean, look at it. We're on the social virtual stages, and we connect to everyone, every businesses in different pockets and around the world. And this is something that flexibility, open mindset. These leaders, successful leaders, embrace change. Change is constant, right? And actively seek opportunities to leverage AI in their organizations. An adaptive leader foster a culture of this continuous learning. I love these words. Continuous learnings and encouraging their team to stay curious and embrace new possibilities. You know, every time when I hear those two words, continuous learning, you guess it right. I'm that Kaizen girl, right? It's Kaizen, the continuous improvement, continuous learning, continuous improvement. You got to apply that very well, integrate that into your business culture and also the culture of your team in your organization and your business. All right, but first, here are some of my personal thoughts about the overall leadership. I've been around leading the most successful prominent corporation companies around the world and had the opportunities, really, to meet other incredible leaders from many different industries and cultures. I speak in different languages, that is, and you got to master that, too, because there, after all, you know, different parts of the world, different parts of the country, different parts of, have different cultures and doing business and speaking different languages and, you know, things like that. But here's what I want to share. Leadership has always held a special place in my heart. Embodying the core values of empathy, integrity, and this shared vision for progress. These two things, the core values of empathy and integrity, is so critical. You know, it's something that you cannot really buy or sell. This is something that you have as a leader. It is something you gotta have to have, right? It's not something that you gotta have to master this, the empathy, integrity, especially now today's world, right? And a shared vision for progress, transparency, and all of these things. It serves a powerful force, propelling individuals and your team members and societies, communities towards growth and this positive change. In the context of AI, I want to say this, that I am so excited, I'm so thrilled by the unprecedented opportunity that it presents to amplify the impact of leadership and address some of the world's most pressing challenges. Yes, there are so many things out there people are talking about right now. This is August, the first week of August, the first couple of days of August 2023. Everywhere you turn to the news, it's more ever people talking and sharing thoughts about AI now. About a couple of years ago, people don't even touch base on what AI. Now it's like back then it was just NFT, crypto, what's out there again, cyber and stuff and things like that. AI wasn't really talked about. NFT, everything that I hear, right? But AI now is ever stood out, is one of the hot topics that people are talking about. The ever-evolving capabilities of AI open doors to unexplored realms of knowledge and innovation. The prospects of AI-powered solutions transforming healthcare, education, environmental conservation, and really various other domains ignites my passion for creating a more equitable, and yes, I love this word, sustainable world. However, in the midst of this excitement, I'm acutely aware of this ethical responsibility that accompanies such progress. You know, of course, I'm aware of all these concerns, right? And we're going to talk about that. But I did mention about it in lengthy in my book, ebook. You guys can get a copy, free copy, complimentary if you become a member, free member in the Leadership 365 on my LinkedIn. Please do stop by and check it out. But as we embrace AI's boundless possibilities, our unwavering commitment to ethical AI development and deployment becomes really paramount, right? Transparency, I'm talking about fairness, I'm talking about accountability are really essential in safeguarding against biases. It may happen. Of course it's going to happen. You ask question. Of course it's going to happen. Discrimination, yeah, absolutely it's going to happen. Privacy breaches, yes. You know, we are talking about the safety of all of these things. As a leader, my goal is to be a catalyst for change. I've always been. That was, in fact, what my specialty in my when I first originally opened up my first entrepreneurship in management consultancy is change management. BPR. I don't know if you guys are listening and then know what BPR stands for. Business Process Reengineering, right? Change management. We covered all of that back then in the 80s, 70s, 80s. That's how I was, you know, I'm familiar with the word Kaizen, continuous improvement, TQM, total quality management, TQC, total quality control, right? Now the AI comes around, right, in the corner. Well, now he's in the middle of us. I mean, right here in front of us. So as a leader, my goal is to be the catalyst for change. I've always been, and, you know, three decades later, yeah, it can be improvised accordingly. I'm adapting to the environment now, adapting to what's currently going on around the world with this AI system, AI landscape. So advocating for AI systems that empowering individuals, business owners, leaders, while upholding their rights and values. So moreover, I firmly believe that AI is not here to replace human capabilities, but to be a powerful ally. I'm going to repeat that again, because a lot of us are just concerned like, oh, they're going to, of course they're going to take. I mean, all of these things are manned by human, right? We program computers, just like how we program computers, right? Back then it's DOS, the COBOL S400. Yeah, I'm a nerd. You know, we program all of these things, right? We still do. Now is a different system. We're talking about automation. We're talking about machine learning. We're talking about this web space, web 3.0. Who knows web 5.0, you know, in the next decade or so. But this is something that I want to personally invite you guys to embrace AI as an augmentation tool. We can unleash the full potential of human creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence. And it is something that I want to repeat again. It's not here to replace human capabilities, but to be a powerful ally. It's so important. So there is the fear. The fear is there, right? As we humans, you know, entering the emerging to this era of AI, the AI advancements. Because AI have been existed since back in 1950s, and I covered that also in my newsletter, in my book, have been, but more so now, it's really exposed, it's really stood out. So as a leader, I'm devoted to fostering a harmonious collaboration between humans and AI, where technology complements and enhances our abilities rather than overshadowing them. In the journey ahead, I do foresee the challenge of striking a delicate balance between innovation and ethics. That's why those two core values, empathy and integrity, is so important in any leadership. In the quality or the core values of empathy and integrity. The dynamic landscape of AI and its continuous evolution will require any leaders of any domain, any space, to remain adaptable, open-minded, and well-informed. Lifelong learning and fostering a culture of curiosity will be vital to navigate the ever-changing terrain of AI technologies. So the emergence of AI presents an extraordinary moment for leadership. It is an exciting times that we live in today. To leave an indelible mark on the world, guided by the principle of ethical conduct and driven by a vision for a better future, I am so steadfast in my commitment to leveraging AI's potential to advance this society positively. And I want to keep it positive, obviously, right? As we navigate this uncharted territory, I'm really honored and I'm really privileged to be part of the generation that pioneers the future through a powerful alliance of leadership and AI. So together, we can forge ahead with purpose and compassion, shaping a brighter, better, I want to say better, brighter and more promising tomorrow. So take a pause here. Another crucial aspect of leadership in the era of AI is really truly this, is the art of collaboration. AI technology is thriving on data and insights, right? And leaders who excel in this space understand the power of compelling collaborative efforts. So they bring together diverse teams of different backgrounds, diverse, including data scientists, engineers, and domain experts to unlock AI's full potential, right? By breaking down silos and fostering a culture of collaboration, leaders drive innovation and create solutions organically that are both technologically advanced and human-centered. I love that word, human-centered. So, let's take a pause here. right, so ethical leadership plays a pivotal role in the AI era. As AI technologies gain more influence in our lives, leaders must prioritize ethics and ensure that AI is used responsibly and with fairness. And this is a challenge. I can see that already. I mean, as I'm reading a lot of articles and trying to keep up with the AI in the industries, different industries around the world, it's a challenging thing. Right, we gotta put regulations, obviously, on all of this, on all the things, and all fairness and responsibility to practice and prioritize ethics. This involves establishing clear guidelines for data privacy, transparency, and an unbiased decision making. Ethical leaders are keenly aware of these potential biases inherent in AI algorithms and work tirelessly to minimize these biases to build trust with all, with customers, employees, society at large. The symbiosis of AI and leadership can revolutionize industries, but it also brings forth some challenges. You know, it comes with the territory. Leaders must navigate the impact of automation on jobs and upskill their workforce accordingly. The future of work will demand a blend of human skills and AI proficiency. Of course, AI. But AI, we should be grateful that AI is here because it can take all of these small tasks and then focusing more on the upskill on the workforce, right? The future of work will demand on that blend of the human skill, blending it with the AI proficiency, what AI can do for us. Forward-thinking leaders invest in upskilling programs and trainings to encourage continuous learning to ensure that, their teams remain relevant in the AI-driven landscape. All right, so what does pioneering leadership in the era of AI advancements look like on a practical level? Great question. It means being proactive in identifying AI use cases that align with the organization's vision and mission. It involves experimenting with AI pilot projects, learning from failures. I think we all need to practice this, and scaling successful implementations. We're not doing this backwards, obviously. We're basing it out of experiences that we've had, resources that we have, right? And then basically scale it. I want to say upgrade it, update it, but scaling successful implementation. Pioneering leaders are visionaries who anticipate the compelling potential of AI to transform their industries. I want to say so much on this. I know that I'm probably going to be running out of time. I want to be mindful about my timing here, but they embrace AI as an enabler, not a threat. And they inspire their teams to embrace a growth mindset. So much to talk about, guys. But I want to conclude this episode. I just want to invite you to remember that pioneering leadership in the era of AI is not about being perfect. It's about being bold. It's about being visionary. It's about being human-centered leader. AI advancements offer immense potential to create a better world, and it's in the hands of leaders such as yourself to steer these technologies responsibly, ethically. All right. Thank you for joining me in this exciting exploration of leadership in the era of AI advancements. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others, other leaders, other business colleagues, your clients and things like that. And those of who can really surely use this inspiration. Stay pioneering, stay visionary together. Let's shape a future empowered by AI for the betterment of humanity. This has been Nikki Dare. I'm signing off from this podcast, Leadership 365. Until next time, keep pioneering the future, guys. I want to just say a few things before we leave. That in this episode, as a closing thought, We have explored the remarkable world of leadership in the era of AI advancements. We have witnessed how pioneering leaders embrace the potential of AI to drive transformation and foster a human-centric approach to innovation. So as technology continues to reshape industries and societies, it is crucial for leaders to be adaptable, collaborative, and ethically responsible. Remember, pioneering leadership isn't just about navigating the AI landscape, but also about envisioning a future where technology empowers humanity to thrive. And together, we can rise to the challenge, inspire our teams, and shape a future that harnesses the compelling potential of AI for the betterment of all. Again, thank you for joining us in this journey. Stay curious, stay compassionate, and keep pioneering the future. And I'm going to leave you with this quote that I just thought about. In the age of AI, leaders are conductors of change, orchestrating a symphony of innovation where technology and humanity harmoniously coexist. Oh boy, I love that. I'm going to repeat that again. In the age of AI, leaders are conductors of change, orchestrating a symphony of innovation where technology and humanity harmoniously coexist. That was really cool. Cool quote. I love that. I got to use it again in some of my posts here on LinkedIn. But hey, don't forget to check us out and join the wait list on our website, leadership365.club, launching soon. See you all there. That's all from me today. Until next time, don't forget to check out my latest book published recently, The Kaizen Currency of Sustainable Success. It is part of the Leadership 365. It is an interactive business book that encouraging a business-oriented Kaizen mindset in the pursuit of long-term sustainability and success. I am in it for the long game. I don't know about you, but it is a guide for personal and professional growth that draws on this Japanese concept of Kaizen, which emphasizes continuous improvement and small incremental steps. The book is very ideal for somebody like you, CEO, business owners, entrepreneurs, leaders such as yourself who seek success and sustainable business. And it provides an overview of the Kaizen philosophy. It offers practical advices in there and strategies for applying it to various areas of life and in-depth exploration of the ecosystemic approach to success. And I try to mix it with blend of Eastern and Western philosophies. The book offers also such an inspiring, actionable plan. Yes, I do include that in the book. There are some CTA in there, call to action for achieving your long-term success in business and personal. Worth of checking it out, guys, either on my website, booksandcourses.nickydare.club. Again, booksandcourses.nickydare.club, or go to Amazon. Just type in my name, Nicky Dare, on Amazon. It'll pop up a lot of things there. And also, there is a book called Situational Leadership. I think in my last podcast, I mentioned it quite a bit there. Situational Leadership, which I'm going to cover in my next book club on Fridays. I will have a book club on Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on LinkedIn. Come and join us there. It is incorporating SA, situational awareness for effective decision making and adaptability in dynamic environments. It's a great book. It emphasizes the importance of SA in effective leadership. The book explores how leaders can adapt to dynamic environments by making decisions based on situational awareness rather than relying on fixed leadership styles. When I write this book, I try to emphasize the focus on those leaders must be adaptable and able to make informed decisions based on the current situation rather than applying all this one-size-fits-all approach. And that's nonsense. I'm not interested in that. So the book provides practical strategies, right? And practical techniques that actually work for developing situational awareness and applying it in leadership situations. So overall, the book called Situational Leadership, Incorporating Situational Awareness for Effective... It's a tongue-tied. Let me see. I have this book right in front of me. Effective Decision-Making and Adaptability in Dynamic Environments is a very valuable resource for leaders looking to enhance your leadership skills in today's ever-changing business landscape. I think it's tying in it's really, everything is tied in together with the Kaizen concept, and then this Leadership 365 and AI. Is really worth to check them out, guys. Available on the Amazon, of course, in Kindle, and Kaizen is in paperback. Please, if you already got some, I saw some of you already grab a copy of this, because I got some in my email. I got some report that the book was sold, you know, and I really thank you so very much. Don't forget to leave me your feedback. Those book reviews are the best gifts for me. And I hope you do enjoy reading these books as much as I enjoy writing them, guys. Thank you so much. That's all for me today. And I do want to hear from you. You know, you guys can follow me on LinkedIn, obviously, YouTube, and subscribe to my podcast here on iHeart. I think I'm on Spotify. I'm not sure, but any participating podcast platform, I'm all of that. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you do listen to iHeartRadio or Spotify, just subscribe to my channel and leave me some comments and feedback. Again, your feedback is really, truly a gift for me. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Leadership Podcast. And I do have to go. And I am running out of town, probably. So, guys, thank you so much. The ability to adapt and thrive in today's world is no longer just a game for the big companies. In fact, it's often the small companies and nonprofit organizations that have the agility and flexibility to survive and thrive amidst the chaos. That's it for me. Stay vigilant. Stay safe. Until next time, sampai jumpa. Selamat siang. Selamat pagi. God bless. Bye now.
You have been listening to Nikki Dares Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.